checkouts increased 20% if you look just at what was checked out of our local holdings, but if you looked to what was brought in from other libraries, it went up 30%.
So still for the local content, what's available here locally at the library, that went up 20% this year?
That went up 20% this year, yeah.
Any ideas why?
That's actually a great question. We actually see, and if you look at our long-term circulation statistics.
Okay, you're showing me a graph here for people who can't see it.
And so this is our 15-year trend. So you can see that we've had every year we have some sort of an increase. And where you see that flat line here, we were closed for a couple of weeks for the move. And so, you know, that the year that we were in our biggest transition, which was moving into the new facility, we didn't have the circulation that we normally do, the increases. But we have been on an increase of circulation.
It kind of looks like a steady increase, but then the last couple of years, a pretty dramatic increase.
I wanted to really show the board the difference between just use of our collection and then use of that broader collection. If you look at the use of the broader collection, you see a real spike. We had a kind of transition in this past year where we joined what's called the Joint Library Consortium, or the JLC. So we're part of this larger network of libraries, public and academic, in the state of Alaska. And so we really saw that had an impact on our circulation too. It seems like local people are really using that and pulling in books from other places and DVDs to check out from our library. So that includes those checkouts.
So that just expands what's available for people to check out.
Yeah.
And the nuts and bolts of the Joint Library Consortium, the JLC, that's through the mail system, right? So somebody can check it out here and it may just take how long to get?
It really depends. It can be very fast, sometimes just a couple of days and sometimes a couple of weeks. If that item at another library is checked out or goes missing, then it adds time. But we see things show up within a week for the most part.
Yeah.
And I think local folks are becoming more adept at using the online system too, more and more used to it. And then, so a lot of those are coming in from people who are sitting at home, see something on television or hear something on the radio, think, oh, I would like that book. And then they just go online to our website, log in, place the hold, and then it shows up here within a week.
How much does that cost the library to be part of that system?
Our annual costs to be part of the consortium are $3,000 a year. It's significantly less than what we were paying as a standalone facility. And, you know, we send things out to other libraries, but we, you know, as you can see, we reap the rewards of being part of that larger system. So we not only save money, but we have a vastly increased value, I think, from being part of it.
How long have you been with the Petersburg Library?
I should know the date I was hired, but I think it was in 2002.
So a long time, 14 years. Yeah. I mean, almost the length of this 15-year graph that you've been showing me. What are your thoughts on just the steady increase in interest in the library from the local residents?
You know, I think we've changed the role that we play in the community over this stretch of time that we're looking at. We've really gone from being perhaps more of a repository of books to being a place where people come, they see their neighbors, they chat, they go to a program, they read a magazine. We see just a lot more social use of the library than probably we did before. And so people don't generally just come and check out. They come and use us for wireless internet. If they don't have a computer at home, to use the computers. We just have a lot wider array of services, I think, than we maybe did 15, 20 years ago.